Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. We have just finished a NAMA Executive Committee meeting. I am having the pleasure of serving on this committee, and I have with me our President Paul Redditch with FMC and Jenny Pickett from the Office for NAMA. And what I want to do is have a little interactive discussion here with both of you. First of all, for members of NAMA or others that are curious, what is it that this committee does when they get together for this meeting?
Well, I'll tell you what, Chuck, one of the main things that we've been working on the last couple of years is strategic plan, which is kind of a high-level direction for us as an organization on where we should go membership-wise and what are some of the ways that we can communicate back program benefits and get members more involved.
We get a number of reports here, and Jenny, a lot of that kind of falls to the staff to put together some of these things, but just looking at things like from a financial standpoint, we had a quick look of end of 2012. How would you describe where we're at right now?
Well, 2012 was a great year in terms of program areas. Best of NAMA conference, we're way up. So financially, we're in a strong position to be able to put some money away. We're planning to you know, we know that when we're out of town for our convention that may be, we may take an attendance hit. So we're kind of saving, we're putting aside money for that, kind of what we would call rainy day.
So. One of the things I thought was really good to hear is that at year end, we had more members than the year before.
Correct. This is the third straight year of membership growth.
That is fantastic.
And we've had some tremendous attendance at conference that's obviously helped on that, increased participation of folks entering the NAMA Awards competition. So NAMA reflects the health of agriculture, and we're doing really well. But we're trying to be prepared for those times, if they come, when things aren't quite as so good for agriculture in general. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But if they do, and so from a financial responsibility, we're going to make sure that NAMA's in good shape to be prepared for those times.
One of the things that struck me here in our discussion today was, you know, we always want to get more members to kind of keep the growth going in the organization. But just looking at our existing members and some of the opportunities for them to get involved, I think it might be good to talk to or maybe some words of encouragement for existing members that would like to get involved. What do they need to do, and who do they call? That kind of thing.
Well, first of all, there are a lot of opportunities. Not a lot of times people sit back and wait and say, hey, you know, they haven't asked me. But the first thing is, if you want to get involved in NAMA, and there's lots of wonderful opportunities, certainly on the chapter level, there are opportunities, but on the national committee level too. So what you simply need to do is either contact your leadership locally or get a hold of any of us on the executive committee or call Jenny Pickett or any of the folks in the office and just say, hey, I'd like to serve on a committee or get more involved in NAMA. What are my possibilities?
Well, and I'd make a comment here, being one of those serving on a national level, that we now have an office, we've had one for some time, with a staff that provides great support for us as volunteers. So you don't have to think of it as like, you know, I'm taking on a part-time job for 20 hours a week to, you know, be a part, say, of a national committee.
That's right. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities. It range from being a co-chair of a committee at the chapter level to being a national committee chair or serving on a national committee. I mean, certainly at the national level, there's national committees have staff support, as do the chapters now. We have a person on staff that her main role is to help the chapters, and we do everything for them. From we can help them plan programs, we of course manage their database, we can do their communications. So really there's all kinds of resources there.
At every opportunity, I would like to encourage people to consider joining NAMA if they haven't. So besides, you know, an existing member becoming involved, and we do have several positions, if you will, available right now. Just like you heard, call the office or contact us leaders on that. But it's a good time to consider joining NAMA, considering the state of the ag industry, considering the growth in the organization. Kind of an exciting time.
It absolutely is. I mean, stop and think about this. I mean, we have a tremendous responsibility of those of us being involved in agriculture. Great impact. I mean, the world population is growing. There's going to be a need for food, an increasing need for food. So our industry has nothing but opportunities to grow. And we as individuals can improve our professional development and how we can help in that in our minor ways. And NAMA's working really hard to provide programming and things to help us become more professional. Secondly, from a networking standpoint, a lot of our resources and our jobs are other individuals in other companies, organizations, associations, and NAMA is a great place to meet these people and to network with them and utilize them as a resource to help you do a better job within your own organization and your own job.
Yeah, I spoke last program with Lynn Henderson, AgriMarketing Magazine, and we did get that message in where he talked about what NAMA has meant to his career. Personally, I certainly will at every chance say that it has meant significant benefits to my career. And so if there are folks that are going to hear this or read this, we just can't emphasize how important, if you're going to be in agricultural communications and marketing, that this organization is the organization that really puts you in touch with movers and shakers and people that can do nothing but benefit their career.
Correct. And, I mean, this is a great time. It's never been a better time to be connected, and our organization helps the industry market better. I mean, that's our goal. And so, you know, it's a perfect time to join, and a good opportunity to see some of the things that are going on is to come to the AgriMarketing Conference in April. So April 17th through 19th, Kansas City.
And we do a lot of professional development, or there's a lot of professional development opportunities, but you mentioned networking. I think we can just call it playing good old having a good time and fun with other people that are just some of the best people I've ever met.
There's some great people. And what's exciting is we have a lot of young, new enthusiasm. There's some of us old-timers around, too. But a lot of young folks full of incredible amount of energy, some of them who come from student NAMA chapters. But our young professional membership category has allowed a number of people to join us that didn't have that experience. So we're getting some diversity, some new involvement, enthusiasm, and those are great people. Young people who can bring forward to either our local chapters or to national committees a lot of energy and new ideas on how we can be vibrant and be more effective for our membership in the future.
Well, I'll put this in the post that this will be published in on AgWired, but we've got some great opportunities coming up with the annual conference in April, which will take place this year in Kansas City. We also do this fall with the NAMA Fall Conference, used to be known as Trends in Ag. That's coming up in mid-September. More information on that forthcoming, I know. So, you know, lots of opportunities to look at getting those things on your calendar. Even if you're not a member, you're still welcome to come. But a great session here for Executive Committee. Paul's doing a great job as our new president this year, off to a great start. Last message I'll get in, and I'll put links to this, is you need to like us on Facebook, and you can follow NAMA on Twitter with the ID Official NAMA. So that is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.